WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Ever feel like your heart's about to beat out of your chest when things get hectic? Like the weight of the world suddenly lands on your shoulders and you just want to disappear under a pile of blankets? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, that pressure cooker feeling where even breathing feels like a monumental task. But guess what? There's a way out of this crazy chaos. It's not about magically becoming Zen masters overnight, though that would be pretty awesome, right? It's about learning to channel your inner badass and find that calmness in the midst of the storm. And trust me, it's totally possible. Today we're diving deep into how to stay calm under pressure. We'll unpack some practical strategies, sprinkle in a healthy dose of relatable humor because let's be real, laughing your way through stress is a superpower, and leave you feeling empowered to handle whatever life throws your way. Here are 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to pressure. First up, breathe. I know it sounds ridiculously simple, but seriously, take a deep breath. When we're stressed, our bodies go into fight or flight mode, that rapid heartbeat, the shallow breaths, the sweaty palms. All part of the package. But by consciously slowing down your breath, you can send a signal to your nervous system that it's time to chill out. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your internal panic alarm. There are tons of breathing techniques out there. Try box breathing, inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4, or simply focus on taking long, slow breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Next, reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can turn a minor inconvenience into a major catastrophe? It's like we have this built-in negativity bias that amplifies stress. But here's the good news. You can rewire those thought patterns. When you feel pressure mounting, ask yourself, is this really as bad as I think it is? Often, we catastrophize and create a worst-case scenario in our minds that never actually materializes. Try to challenge those negative thoughts with more realistic and positive ones. Prioritize and delegate. Let's be honest, sometimes we take on way too much. Feeling overwhelmed? It's time to declutter your plate. Make a list of everything you need to do and identify the most urgent tasks. Delegate anything that you can, and don't be afraid to say no to new commitments if you're already feeling stretched thin. Remember, it's okay to ask for help and prioritize your well-being. Take breaks. Seriously, step away from the chaos. Even short breaks can make a huge difference in managing stress. Get up and move around, go for a walk, listen to music, or do something that helps you relax and recharge. Think of it like giving your brain a mini vacation. It'll come back refreshed and ready to tackle those challenges with renewed energy. Finally, remember that failure is not the end. We all stumble and fall sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of viewing setbacks as disasters, try to see them as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, resilience is built through facing challenges head-on. Okay, picture this. You're in a crucial meeting, the stakes are high, and suddenly your mind starts racing. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your palms start sweating, and you just want to disappear. Sound familiar? But wait. Remember those tips we just talked about. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel pressure, everyone does. Focus on the task at hand, break it down into smaller steps, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, you can learn from the experience. You got this. Remember, staying calm under pressure, it isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is fine. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, managing stress effectively, and maintaining a sense of perspective. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those tools until they become second nature. Ready to rock that next pressure-packed situation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I want to hear your stories, your struggles, and your triumphs. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic confidence. We've got a whole lot more to unpack together. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.